Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi and I'm here connected with Ivan Ikic, the director of Oasis. Good morning, Ivan.
Good morning.
Your film is including the Giornata dell'Autore selection, and it's a touching and very real story about three kids, well, young, not kids, three adolescents, yeah, who lives in an institution for mental disabled people that built up a very strong link, emotional and personal link, and they try to survive this situation inside the specific institution. This, I know that this story came to you not, you did not invent it. It was something that you saw, is it? That you experienced?
Yeah, it comes from my work as a documentarist back in the early 2000s when I first came to that institution, shooting one documentary. When I heard the story about three people connected in destiny, you know, in the institution like that one, you know. So that was the initial idea I had to make the fiction film out of it, but I didn't know it back in the day how to do it, you know, because it was very it could have many different approaches, and I could not define in that time what the story should be about. Mm-hmm. And it needs 15 years to get know what I really want to tell with that story.
You needed time to think, to metabolize it, to think about
it. I believe in slow cinema in every mm-hmm. aspect of cinema, not just slow cinema in the final product, slow cinema in the preparation, slow cinema in the thinking about idea, in the writing. And so you need 20 years to make a film.
Well, you know, if this is your timing, why not? I mean, there are no rules on this. But at the end of the day, what you managed to do, a film that is so realistic and intense, because you actually shot it in that mental institution.
Yeah.
And the actors are not actors, are actually...
they're residents.
Resident patients of it.
Yeah, residents. So also one of my initial idea was to choose the real residents of the institution to play in the film, but not to play themselves. I wanted to play the characters I wrote before in the script. So I was trying to somehow to experiment with the idea that they can play the different people, different characters in the film, not themselves. Because I feel that playing themselves was very easy target, you know, you can watch it every day in the film. But playing the other people playing the other people from the position that you are perceived from the society as incapable of doing many things, so mm-hmm. you are handicapped. I wanted to show that maybe that handicap is not handicap at all. So
and how did you
maybe
how
it's
did
advance
you...
you know
yeah It's a plus, it's not a minus.
It's a plus, not a minus, you know. So that was my initial idea when I started to work with the residents of the institution, making them actors, you know.
And how did you transform them into actors? Which was the process?
And that was a very long process, actually. It takes you a lot of time, almost a year that process takes. But you start with some basic ideas about acting, about some basic techniques developed back in the end of the 19th century with Stanislavski, you know, and you know, you use the same methods actually, but you need to renew them, you know, to think differently how to apply it for the very sensitive situation, because it's happening in the institution. It's about people with intellectual disabilities, so you need to be very careful and very 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 you need to all the time you need to hear the feedback from them, you know. You cannot go like, I'm the director and I will tell you what to do. You need all time, you need exchange, you know. It's very touchy, you know, to work in such conditions, you know.
Were there many things that you have to change or to adapt to them?
Not too many.
Wow,
maybe like 90% of the script is in the film. But the film was, the first cut was 2.5 hours long. So like...
because you like slow cinema, out, this
like
is
20%. Yeah, it's very slow cinema. But people have no the perception that it's slow at all. So like many things happen in the film.
Absolutely.
It's 2-hour film, but you feel that it's going like very.
It's really actually extraordinary knowing that there are not actors that you manage to be so good, because they are so good. Not playing. They are partially playing themselves, but they also have to invent. To make up a new character, so it was.
And the characters were completely opposite to the real characters. The main male role, the boy, he's quite cheerful in the real life, and he's silent and still most of the film, you know. And he's completely opposite character in the real life. So for him, it was a challenge to do that, you know.
Did they watch the film, the three actors?
Not yet, unfortunately. Not yet. Yeah, they should watch it first time in Venice, you know. They saw many scenes, you know, because we edit while we are shooting, many like to have some idea where are we in the film, you know. Mm-hmm. It was not like final cut. It was like putting the scenes together to see is it working or not. Like in the old time when you work with the dailies, you know, so you need to, after the shooting, the whole crew is watching what you shoot that day, you know, and you had the same experience every day. So after every day of shooting, we watched like scenes we did that day together. So they saw the film, but like, not in this final cut.
And which is the relationship that you built with them? Because you were like one representative of the world outside, going into their world, to make them do things. And their relationship with the world outside is not exactly soft and easy.
Yeah.
So how was the relationship between you and them?
You need like a lot of time to build it, because you need days and days to be present there, to know them very good, and to get the open door of their inside life, you know. Mm-hmm. So it started almost 2 years before shooting. We are starting to go there, my assistant and I, and we were present for most of the time there, and they get know us, you know, very well during the period of time, and we build some kind of strong mutual
some trust, I believe, too.
It's mutual trust, and after that, the other people from the crew, when they come to institution just before the shooting, they were also very well perceived by them, you know, because they feel that it's safe, you know. It's not some kind of we are not intruders, you know.
You were kind of helpers, because you are there to do stuff.
And you know, we are only people for most of them they know in the life outside of institutions. So
I think so.
So we are like, right now it's very tough time for all of them, because it's very strict to leave the institution during the COVID and so on.
It,
the institution is closed and it has their own measures, and the people are not allowed to get in during the epidemics and so on. So it's very, like, even more harsher than it was last year when we shot there. Right? So we haven't seen each other from the March. So we are communicating over the Facebook and Instagram all the time, but we haven't seen each other in person.
Ivan, I thank you a lot, both for your time with us here and for the film, because the film is really, it's really touching and really compelling. So it's, and now knowing all of this that you just told us is even more astonishing. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks a lot to Ivan Ikic, the director of Oasis, which is showing at the Giornata degli Autori here in Venice at the International Film Festival. I am Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.